Citation for Sandra Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, June 2961. Address as a letter to Dr. Gino, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Gino, consultation for Mrs. Bowman with... chronic kidney disease. She has an extensive history of atherosclerosis with recently renal Doppler suggestive of renal artery stenosis based on high peak systolic velocity. Kidney function has been changed progressively from a baseline of 0.9 to presently in the middle upper ones. She complains of weight loss from baseline 135 to 120. She has a feeling of fullness with small meals, frequent nausea, vomiting, with food material, no bleeding, some degree of upper epigastric discomfort, no back pain, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, does have problems of constipation without bleeding, there is some degree of frequency, dysuria, but no cloudiness or blood, urine is clear. Actually, the last 2 weeks, the stools has been dark, black, denies taking any iron pills. It's my understanding that you are aware about that, as well as husband. There has been a prior colonoscopy a few years back, apparently negative. She has never had an EGD. There is some degree of lower extremity edema. She has also stable claudication, as well as peripheral neuropathy. There is an ulceration on the posterior calf. She has prior procedure lower extremities. Within the last month, a loop recording has been placed, but there is no documented major arrhythmia. She has coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction, denies recent chest pain palpitation. She does have inhalers for asthma. Discontinued smoking just a few months ago. Denies orthopnea PND. Denies the use of oxygen or sleep apnea. No skin rash, no pruritus. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. For a smoker until very recently, hypertension, renal artery stenosis, peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease, depression, question early dementia, spinal stenosis, a diagnosis of diabetes within the last 5-6 years, denies retinopathy, does have neuropathy, prior atrial fibrillation, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, it denies chronic liver disease, there was an isolated kidney stone 8 years back, requiring cystoscopy and retrieval of the stone, she does not recall the stone analysis, she thinks it's calcium. There has been also problems of migraine, anemia. Previously, visual and auditory hallucinations, next paragraph, surgeries, anterior approach for cervical disc problems, coronary artery disease, multiple stents and eventually four vessel bypass, extensive skin graft for a burn affecting right side of her body and lower extremities, bilateral lens implant, gallbladder appendix, hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries for ovarian cancer. This is like 30 years ago without chemotherapy or radiation treatment. Left-sided carpal tunnel. Prior stenting, iliac arteries. Next paragraph, reported side effects to IV contrast. Next paragraph, medications. Includes duloxetine, bupropion, protonix, phenofibrate, muscle relaxant, Lipitor, Nurantin, Coric, aspirin, Jardiance, insulin, Basaglar, and Novoloc. Prior Norvas, Valsartan, Metformin were discontinued, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. She starts smoking. Age 15, up to a pack per day, discontinued 4 months ago. Denies alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, family history. Mother did have kidney disease, but was not on dialysis. Next paragraph, she has 4 normal pregnancy and delivery. A daughter with insulin-dependent diabetes since age 12. A son with some congenital heart problems requiring surgery at age insulin-dependent diabetes at age 18 months, and a son with congenital heart disease requiring open heart surgery at the age of 18 months. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 120, height 65 inches tall, blood pressure 126 over 60 on the right, 120 over 52 on the left. She has a cataract on the right and lens implant on the left. Has upper dentures, no teeth on the bottom. Normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, minor carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, anterior cervical surgical approach. Lungs are distant but no localized RALS consolidation, pleural effusion, has an aortic systolic murmur. Appears to be regular, no pericardial rap, no gallop. The prior coronary bypass surgery. Discomfort on the upper abdomen, but no peritoneal signs. No gross enlargement, liver, spleen. No gross ascites. Does have decreased pulses. Bilateral radial with a strong brachial. Also decreased femoral, popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill. The feet are minor erythema and coal, but no gangrene, no focal deficit, a number of tattoos. Next paragraph. Recent creatinine change from November at 0.9, in January 1.37, 1.60, 1.53. The ARB valsartan was discontinued and creatinine is improving to 1.5, 1.2. I repeat chemistries the day of visit down to 1.12. Present GFR will be 56, stage 3. A normal potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium, low sodium at 135, liver function tests were not elevated. Glucose is poorly controlled in the 300s, 400s. Urine is negative for blood protein. No bacteria or white blood cells. Next paragraph, recent B12 folic acid normal. Ferritin quite low at 14 with an iron saturation 26. Next paragraph. You have tested for C peptide, which is present. And there has been no antibody. To suggest immunological destruction of the pancreas. Recent thyroid studies normal. Diabetes is poorly controlled, has been 9 to 11. Next paragraph, in January, kidney ultrasound 9.3 on the right, 10.2 on the left. There was no obstruction or urinary retention. A recent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast. Normal liver, pancreas, spleen, no kidney stones obstruction. Atherosclerosis aorta, iliac vessels, degenerative changes of the lumbar spine. She does have coronary artery calcification on prior CAT scan. The most recent echocardiogram with preserved ejection fraction. She does have grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. No significant valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, July 2023, cardiac cath. LIMA graft is open. Two vein graft open. A third vein graft to the distal posterior descending artery is black. opened left subclavian, opened left vertebral artery, elevated left ventricular end diastolic pressure at 22. Next paragraph, arterial Doppler, low kidney arteries. On the right side, 250 systolic velocity. On the left side, 252, suggestive for renal artery stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury, likely representing renal artery stenosis and hypertension, probably critical, with improvement once ARB valsartan was discontinued. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. It's interesting that blood pressure is very well controlled, only on a low dose of Coric, as multiple blood pressure medicines has been discontinued, unless patient is taking medications that I'm not aware. There is no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. There is no evidence for active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Ultrasound and CAT scan do not show obstruction or urinary retention. Present electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, and calcium is normal. I don't see any reason phosphorus. Next number, uncontrolled diabetes. Type 2, based on the recent testing that you have done. Which is going to need more aggressive control. At this moment, there is no evidence of diabetic nephropathy. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis, coronary artery bypass, peripheral vascular disease, lower extremities. Question vascular dementia. She was able, however, to provide most of the information, missing very few details from what I can review on electronic records. Next number, diastolic type congestive heart failure. Next number, weight loss, early satiety, abdominal findings, epigastric discomfort, iron deficiency anemia. She needs EGD and further workup. We notified your office. She says that she's willing to do it. If that came back negative, we need to explore vascular status of mesenteric arteries. Next number, physical findings for COPD on a heavy smoker just discontinued a few months ago. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.